Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I guess we have a special session.
It's going to be very special. It's so special.
Really special.
It's on Wednesday, I believe. Let's bring in, I believe
you're right.
Tony Wong, of course, state senator. Mr. Senator, good morning.
Morning.
Pumped up last time we spoke.
Yeah, we liked it. We'd like to bring a little energy here, especially on a Monday. So our expectations out of you, Senator, are very high.
Well, thank you for having me on. And nothing about this legislative session was normal. And in fact, the state capitol has been closed since March 2020.
Oh, God.
And you know, we're left to our own devices. And unfortunately, that hasn't always turned out well. And one-party Democratic control. And we saw a real historical expansion of the police reform bill, gambling, zoning law changes. These were all done kind of under a closed capitol and not right. really the transparency and input from people. So we do have some transformative bills that went on this year, and we're going to have a special session. But I'll be doggone if people know anything about what's going to happen. Particularly when it comes to a unique budget implementer bill that we're going to consider. You know, we talked about special session about the passage of the marijuana bill that got delayed, but another critical bill that we're going to consider is called the implementer bill, which right. kind of is the nuts and bolts of what the budget that we pass through. The budget really is kind of like a profit and loss statement that you see in budgeting that kind of explains in broad strokes. The implementer is potentially a 500 to 1,000 page document
God.
That kind of implements the bill. But the problem is, if it was strictly a technical implementation that says this money goes where, this one goes there.
Right.
But unfortunately, it has been in recent times, particularly with one-party control, Ray, that it's been inserting languages and bills
oh, yeah.
that never had a public hearing in some cases, that failed the legislative process and committee, or didn't make it out of the two houses of the Senate or the House, and they're going to insert that in, and we're going to vote on it by one vote, yay or nay, and it's going to pass. And to this day, to this moment, even though the Senate is going in tomorrow, Tuesday, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. House is going in on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
we have not seen the implementer language.
Well, and the thing is, from what I understand, and Joe Markley is going to be on today, by the way, from 9 to noon, you know, it's all kinds of mischief can take place. You can tag anything you want in there.
And that is the problem. And unfortunately, the mischief has been demonstrated to occur. I mean, bills that died a justifiable death because they weren't supported, they were controversial. And the fact is, how are you going to take it out? You got less than a day to review.
Oh,
and it's not just Republicans that are frustrated. It's the rank and file Democrats. They don't know what's in there. And we're going to vote on it. And it really is a trouble legislative process that's fraught with risk, fraught with mischief, and unfortunately, not very transparent.
Wait, listen, I have a couple quick questions here because yeah. since you raised it, might as well talk about it. So what do? Do you get a document dump and then you and your staff have to go line item by line item through the 500, 1,000 pages to see if there what's in there and if there is anything getting shoehorned in? And the second thing I want to know is it an up or down vote? So you either, if you say no, if you vote no, you have to say no to the whole thing, or can
wow.
you... can you get specific things taken out of it if it's a problem?
Brian, those are two great questions. The first one is we utilize our speed reading exercise, and we go through the bill. We go through it three times. We have staff. We have attorneys. But the reality is things get inserted in there, and we call them rats in parlance, that these get inserted. And look, Democrats and Republicans get those bills inserted into the implementer. Number two, it is a straight-up yay or nay vote. There may be 90% really good things. And people need to remember, this was a bipartisan two-year, $46 billion budget that we all agreed with. But the devil's in the details. And unfortunately, if there's something truly egregious, something truly underhanded, it's a yay or nay vote. Do you throw out the baby with the bathwater? That is a real problem with the process that has existed with one-party dominant control. In this case, the Democrats control the agenda.
Right.
And even the rank-and-file Democrats don't know anything about this if you ask them.
By the way, Tony Wang represents the 28th District. Okay, so let's say, by some miracle, it gets voted down. Then what?
Then we begin the whole budget process all over again, because this is, in essence, a rejection of the budget implementation process. So we have to go through the process again. It is a problematic, you know, and it's usually a fait accompli. And that's the trouble is, without that kind of transparency, we're going to get bad bills passed. I remember maybe 5-6 years ago, there was literally, I counted, Ray and Brian, literally 120 bills that were inserted into the implementer that got passed.
Here come the rats.
Hey, listen, is weed a fait accompli?
No.
What do you think's going to happen? I know, you know, you voted against
it,
right?
Yeah.
It's a unique process because we're going into a quote special session, which, you know, previously, historically, has been highly unusual, but we decided to do that and pass out a bill that said even before session ended, we had a special session. But because of the special session, even the Senate approval, we now have to vote on it again.
Oh.
Because it's a brand new timetable, and what happened in session just died, right? So we actually have to vote on it on Tuesday again. Then it has to go to the House to be voted on Wednesday, and there is no guarantee. But again, what we saw in the Senate was a very close vote with four senators very, very undecided. Mm-hmm. And I got to believe that time makes very strong persuasive arguments go away, and it ties in with implementers that could meet the needs of various legislators. So at the end of the day, again, this is why people feel so very frustrated that they feel as though the game is rigged, right? And that they don't really have a say and that their voice is not heard. And that's the frustration about government that isn't truly representative or doesn't feel representative.
Theoretically, could they put, as a rat, could they put in the marijuana bill?
No, the marijuana bill is a standalone bill that we're going to vote on.
Okay.
So it won't be in there. But there could be possibilities of being able to put in the TCI gas tax put in some additional other bills that didn't get pushed out because we agreed to a no-tax budget. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
But then we passed a special bill that now taxes highway usage of trucks. And we could insert other forms of legislation that did not pass. So for example, the TCI gas tax could be in the implementer, and that would be a passage of a bill that never got the light of day to be voted on. We could look at implementation of the public option health care in one abbreviated form or another. But we also could do good things on that, right, by putting in reinsurance to help reduce cost of people. We could look at budget benchmarking to help reduce cost in health care insurance. So it could be good things in there as well. Both parties use it at the same time.
Right.
But the problem is we have one-party control, and very few people have seen this implementer that, quote, is supposed to come out today. with less than 24 hours for us to vote on it.
Well, you better work. You better get your eyes strained, ready to go. Listen, if there's anything really worth noting that's not being talked about that gets shoehorned in here, make sure you give us a call back.
Thanks, Senator.
We appreciate it. Senator Tony Wong, of course, Republican. And, stuff people need to know about. I mean, a lot of these legislators can't do anything about it because it's you either vote yes on all or no on all. That's a tough spot to be in.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.